This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin said on Thursday South Korea would be making a big mistake if it decides to supply arms to Ukraine, and Moscow would respond to such a move in a way that would be painful for Seoul. The Russian leader was speaking to reporters in Vietnam at the end of a two-day trip to Asia. He held talks in North Korea a day earlier. Russia is expanding its airbase network by retrofitting bombs to use on Ukraine to great destructive success. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Russia is intensifying its use of cheap glide bombs to lay waste to cities in eastern Ukraine. The latest generation of the retrofitted weapons have devastated cities such as Kharkiv, among others. Russia has nearly unlimited supplies of the bombs, which are adapted from Soviet-era stockpiles. Russia has accelerated its destruction of Ukraine's frontline cities in 2024 to a scale previously unseen in the war. An AP analysis has shown Russia has managed to ramp up its attacks using the glide bombs and an expanding network of airstrips. I'm Karen Chamas.
The U.S. military-built pier in Gaza unloaded humanitarian aid again on Thursday after being removed for a second time last week because of rough seas, a U.S. defense official said. The pier was reattached to Gaza's shoreline on Wednesday, the official said, speaking on condition of anonymity to discuss U.S. military operations. The pier, which cost the U.S. at least $230 million, was meant to deliver humanitarian aid into Gaza via the UN's World Food Program. It's faced a number of setbacks, operating for only about a week before getting blown apart by high winds in May.